the English and Martial Arts Podcast Show.
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about hand conditioning. Now, the ability to punch hard in self-defense is important. If you can throw a powerful punch, then you will have stopping power. However, all of this means nothing if your hands are not conditioned enough to absorb the impact. Now, badly conditioned hands will result in injury if caught in a self-defense situation. In fact, the harder your hands, the more dangerous your punches will be. So, why do you need conditioned hands? Well, some of the greatest boxers in the world have broken their hands in self-defense. This is, of course, a result of the boxers wrapping their hands in bandages before they put on their boxing gloves. Wrapping your hands definitely gives you support and additional weight in your fists, but it is not something that we can rely upon in a self-defense situation. Unlike boxing or kickboxing, the original noble science is a bare-handed style of fighting. This means that it is vital to have well-conditioned hands if it becomes necessary to hit someone in self-defense. Put simply, hand conditioning is the practice of increasing the density of your knuckles while preparing the hand for impact. You are literally hardening your hands. However, it is not just the knuckles, but various regions of the hand that can also be conditioned for hand conditioning. This is seen as an essential practice in many traditional Asian martial arts, such as karate and kung fu. Originally referred to as iron palm training, ancient kung fu practitioners would drive their hands into bowls of sand, hit sandbags and makiwaras in order to condition their hands. In the present day, modern forms of martial arts conditioning, they condition different parts of their hands, knuckles, edge of hands and palm on a wool bag instead, wool bags being a canvas sandbag mounted on a wall. Boxing heavy bags are also very good for hand conditioning when hit with the bare hands. How to start training on the heavy bag? Well, conditioning must be an accumulative form of training in the beginning. The first stage is to learn how to form a correct fist while striking with the knuckles and ensuring that your fist is not hollow. This can be achieved by simply seizing the air out of your hands when hitting the heavy bag. This stage will improve the density of your fist and is vital for the production of weight in your hands. Stage 2 simply requires you to rest or throw your fist onto the bag. Make sure that your fist remains in contact with the bag for a couple of seconds, and this develops a greater sense of weight transference from the fist to the bag. The final stage requires you to punch the bag from various ranges and combinations of strikes. Practice hitting the bag with centerline punches. The key here is to work the acceleration of the strike. Repeat varying the distance to the bag as well as the amount of punches you throw. Now, when starting out, never overtrain. Keep your hand conditioning sessions to be around 10 to 15 minutes in every session. You will find with time you'll be able to punch harder for longer, and this will naturally increase with experience. Lastly, always massage your hands when you have finished. This encourages the circulation of blood around the area. Now, learn to relax. You need to learn how to relax. You have to be comfortable, and you have to figure out how to be comfortable in the most uncomfortable moments, simply because hand conditioning is a long-term goal and is very painful at times. Everyone's ability to deal with pain is different. For some, it's simply a matter of telling themselves to be relaxed. For others, it's a matter of having trained for a number of years. Not everyone will want to do the work it takes to find that level of training, and not everyone is naturally comfortable with hand conditioning, as it is long and painful and a bad journey. But in the end, the goal you reach is worth it. The way you punch has a lot to do with how fast your arms get tired. Throwing punches is probably the most exhausting thing you can do with your arms. So it only makes sense that you look to improve your energy efficiency by refining your punching technique. Interval punching drills. A lot of having good endurance has to do with not letting yourself get stretched beyond your relaxed capacity. For example, if you throw punches that are much harder or much faster than you're used to throwing, you will get tired easily. And the level of your relaxed capacity has a lot to do with the level of your maximum capacity. For many fighters, their relaxed capacity is so weak and slow that they don't feel able to fight effectively unless they turn on their maximum capacity. And running at maximum capacity is only going to make you tire quickly. One way to increase our maximum capacity for the sake of endurance is to increase punching power. And another way to increase our maximum capacity is to increase our punching speed. And this punching sprint interval drill is perfect for that. This drill is best done on the heavy bag, but it is also possible on the double-ended bag if you have the fine-tuned coordination for it, and it must be bare-handed. It's very simple. At least 30 seconds of each round, you throw non-stop fast punches on the heavy bag. The emphasis is speed and not power. You will generally be throwing nothing but straight punches during this sprint phase. In regards to when and in what time intervals to do this drill, I propose the following options. Do it the last 30 seconds of each round during 3 to 6 rounds of bag work. 15 seconds on, 15 seconds off. Repeat 5 times. Take turns punching and holding the bag with a partner. 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. Repeat 5 times. Take turns punching and holding the bag with a partner. The important thing is to resist trying to add power. You have to focus on delivering pure, clean, sharp speed. Exhale with every shot. Avoid doing sprint intervals longer than 30 seconds. It sounds good in theory, but the reality is that your arms are probably not going to be able to deliver a full max speed for much longer than 30 seconds. It's kind of like telling a sprinter to work on his sprint by running at maximum speed for a mile. Sure, he can give maximum effort, but he'll never hold maximum speed for all that distance. By giving yourself shorter intervals, you can work on pure speed, which allows your muscles to get accustomed to firing at faster intervals. And then you'll have enough rest to deliver another short burst of max speed again. Now punch the higher part of the heavy bag. A great way to work your shoulder endurance is to throw punches higher on the bag, more at face level rather than chest level. It's a common beginner's mistake to get throwing punches at the heavy bag only at chest level and then get tired in a real fight when they have to lift the arm up a little higher to hit an opponent's head. For this reason, many coaches will tell their beginners to lift their punches higher when hitting the heavy bag. It makes a lot of sense, and I would recommend this advice to beginners and beginner fighters as well. Once you've reached a certain level, a level of comfort, and no longer have the tired shoulders problem, you're free to aim a little lower on the bag if it's more anatomically comfortable for your arms, and work on rhythm and other things. Shadow boxing. Shadow boxing or shadow fighting is one of the best exercises that I can think of for developing better arm and shoulder endurance. Because you're also not wearing any gloves, it allows you to work your arms at higher speeds, which is great because you're getting used to throwing fast combinations. Otherwise, without this training, you'll be winded simply because your arms can move faster than you're accustomed to throwing. Another reason why shadow boxing or shadow fighting is great is because it works your retraction muscles. Usually, against a heavy bag, the bag bounces your hands back to you, and so you don't work your retraction muscles very much. And then you get into a situation and your arms get so tired when you miss because you're not used to having to pull your hands back. Now, punching strategy. Don't throw at 100% all the time. You have to hit lighter sometimes in order to hit harder at other times. Use the faster, lighter punches to set up your bigger, strong punches. This is a big part of fighting strategy. You never know where your opponent will be or what he or she will do, so it's best that you figure them out and set your punches up. Use the lighter punches as you and your opponent move around and figure each other out. Try not to throw your bigger punches until you see some good chances. This is not only the smart way, but sometimes the only way. Otherwise, you'll be getting countered all over the place when you miss all your punches and fall off balance. Okay, thank you. Thank you for listening to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show and for tuning in for this episode. Hopefully, if you found this episode interesting, you'll tune in next time. Thank you.
Listen to us, because we listen to you. Do.